This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're back on The Pulse with me, Ali Johan, and Othniel Ting. We just heard a new single by Kings of Leon earlier, Stormy Weather. They're selling that new album on a new cryptocurrency. Well, not necessarily new, but a kind of...
A new way to connect with fans.
Yes, they're doing. They're going on a new way to connect with fans by selling this new album digitally using cryptocurrency called NFT. Anyway, moving on with the show, we're now going to go into our quickfire news roundup that we call...
By the way, starting off the segment with a history of butchered national anthem performances. Now, the Star Spangled Banner still remains mandatory for all NBA games, and the bigger the stage, the bigger the fall. NBA All-Star is, of course, a huge weekend for basketball fans. Who wouldn't want to see LeBron playing with Kyrie, right, in the same team? But for a few years now, the All-Star weekend has seen some infamous meme-worthy performances of the American national anthem, and it might be the mix of millions of people watching, you know, who knows, that causes even the most talented of singers to fumble, right? Big stars like Steven Tyler, Christina Aguilera, and even Michael Bolton, you know, they have all infamously failed to impress with their take on the national anthem. But Fergie's one in 2019 is arguably the most famous one of all. Wow.
Yeah, Fergie Ferg, who could forget that iconic performance? And of course, you know, videos are all around YouTube of players struggling to keep their straight face. And of course, hundreds of remixes that followed that.
Of course.
Yeah. But 2020 was also pretty, I think, up there.
Shaky.
Yeah, they got Chaka Khan, who herself is a legendary vocal powerhouse. But I guess the pressure was probably too much, or maybe she just wasn't having a good day. And we can see that in the amount of dislikes on her clip on YouTube. Here it is. Whoa, say-
Well, I think she's still very well respected in the industry, and that's why you can hear all those small cheers and claps, because she is quite a legend, but yeah, just not having a good day. So, you know, so for 2021, I'm pretty sure everybody wasn't really looking forward to hear the national anthem, but they managed to get 7-time Grammy winner and Empress of Soul, Gladys Knight, who performed an amazing gospel-inspired take on the national anthem for this year's NBA All-Star Weekend.
Say, does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Brave. 76 years old.
Wow. You know, the thing about the Star Spangled Banner is that there isn't like a set tune, right? Every singer is free to take it into their own version.
I think it's just an American thing where, well, to begin with, the song is a tough song to sing. You got very low lows, very high highs. And I think maybe it's just an American thing to really showcase your vocal chops. But I can't imagine us Malaysians doing this for Negaraku. I mean, imagine if it was a culture as well for a Malaysian sport events.
Yeah.
Who would you want to hear sing Negaraku? I can think of like Ning Baizura, Jacqueline Victor as like the easy choices. I mean,
yeah. Every time I hear the Negaraku, I think of Roy from RTM. He's a singer from RTM. He's always been doing RTM stuff, and he's like the voice of like anything governmental songs. But Roy's sort of nailed that thing.
I think Faisal Tahir can.
Faisal Tahir could pull it off, probably. Yeah, but you know, for the Americans and Star Spangled Banner, I'm surprised they haven't used. Or I'm surprised that. It's so liberal. You get to change the entire song.
That's it's America, just, after all.
Yeah, I guess so.
Land of the free.
Okay, by the way, speaking of America, we're still also looking forward to the Grammys this weekend. Of course, the Recording Academy's Grammy Awards is set to come on this Sunday, the 14th of March, to crown last year's best music and also showcase sounds that shook and triggered the world in a year that's been replete of live performances due to the pandemic around the globe. The 63rd edition of the award ceremony will air live from the Staples Center in Los Angeles, which will be Monday morning for us in Malaysia. And viewers can expect live performances by the likes of Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, and also Asian representation by way of the biggest boy band in the world right now, BTS.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the event that will be without spectators this time around is adhering to strict physical distancing rules in times of COVID. And this aspect will be, of course, the game changer this time, with five separate stages set up for performances, with masked up stage crews working in the center and between these stages.
Yeah. We've got other performers on the bill. I think there will be Chris Martin, John Mayer, Doja Cat, DaBaby, Haim will be making an appearance on stage as well. We've got other names, Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes, Miranda Lambert, and also the band Black Pumas are going to be making a performance. Sometimes the winners sing, right? And that's how you sort of get a vibe that the person's won.
Well, not always, but it's quite fun to make guesses like that.
Right, okay. And so this is according to an interview with the Grammys showrunner, Ben Winston. He spoke to RollingStone.com and he said this ceremony will pay homage to music businesses impacted by the pandemic. So he's asked employees of prominent live venues across America to share a few words about the venue they work at and also present some awards. So that should be an interesting one. There'll be, you know, plenty of nominations and winners to be to look forward to. Right now, as it stands, Beyoncé is leading the nominations, not surprisingly, with 9 nominations, followed by Taylor Swift, Dua Lipa, and Roddy Ricch, who each earned themselves 6 nominations. So Grammy Awards, Monday morning, 15th of March, Malaysian time. Check it out and let's see who takes the top awards. Last year's winner was Billie Eilish. She won 5 awards: Best Album, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best New Artist, and one more.
Probably youngest artist.
Yeah, something like that. She is the youngest artist to win the Grammy. So yeah, looking forward to the Grammys this weekend.
By the way, according to reports, multiple British live concert industry bodies and organisers are supporting the development of what they are calling a vaccine passport. The grand plan for this vaccine passport is for organisers to efficiently check if attendees have been vaccinated or not.
And this idea has been in the works for some time now. I think we even spoke about how rapper Lupe Fiasco is thinking about something similar, right? He wants his attendees to his concert to be able to show proof of their vaccination to enable entry to the concert. And the difference here is that this vaccine passport has the backing of the British live concert industry.
Well, Lupe Fiasco, one of the first movers.
I know, right? Always ahead of the curve. But though not everybody in the live concert industry, as it turns out, is supporting it, the Music Venue Trust, also known as NVT, have been developing what they're calling a health passport and not a vaccine passport to meet the same objective.
That's right. Instead of solely checking your vaccination status, it will also specify when you last did your COVID test and would also show proof if your recent COVID test came out negative. This is mainly due to the fact that a vaccine passport totally ignores the human rights aspect. Let's say if that attendee chooses not to be vaccinated because you can't force someone to take the vaccine.
Wow. So it remains to be seen, but this seems to be the way forward. And, you know, for Malaysians, we have to wait in line to get our vaccine. I don't think we're going to get to any festivals anytime soon.
Yeah, I think, but because for the UK, I mean, compared to Malaysia, it's on a way larger scale. So I think people in the live music industry really can't wait to restart everything again. So yeah, we'll see.
Just to circle back to what we covered early on the show tonight, we spoke to Brian Gomez from Merdekaria to find out what he thinks of the latest updates that now allow live performances in CMCO and RMCO areas.
We also spoke to TM Lee from crypto data aggregators CoinGecko.com to learn more about this new trend, non-fungible tokens, NFTs, because Kings of Leon is doing something similar with their latest album.
Yep, and also a look back at the recent American National Anthem performances during NBA All-Star Weekend.
The British live music industry coming together for a proposed vaccine passport.
And of course, the Grammys this weekend. Don't forget to catch it Sunday, 14th of March. That means Monday, 15th of March for us Malaysians. It's going to be out there on YouTube and on, you know, all streams.
Especially if something bad happens.
Right?
Beyonce, or like a bad performance.
Yeah, Beyonce is leading the charge with 9 nominations. And we'll see if people like Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish can win anything at all.
And that's all that we have for you for today's show. If you'd like to revisit this episode alongside all our previous shows, you can do so on our website, www.bfm.my/pulse. You can also get in touch with us. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. It's the same handle for our Instagram. Or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. I'm going to close off with something a bit smooth, very smooth, from Duran Jones and the Indications. This song was released quite some time ago, but a new version just dropped. It's called Cruising to the Park. Park spelled as P-A-R-Q-U-E. And nice. It features Gila Bamba, a Latin indie experimental band, contributing to this amazing smooth track. Duran Jones and the Indications featuring Gila Bamba, Cruising to the Park, right here on The Pulse with me, Ofni Ting, and
Ali Johan. Good night. It's been The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.